Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'm here today as a citizen exercising rights protected by both the United States Constitution and the Florida Constitution. I recognize the importance of maintaining order and focusing on county business during public meetings. However, I must address comments made by Commissioner Wright during Tuesday's BOCC meeting, suggesting that individuals seeking elected office should be cautious about speaking before this board because their remarks could be perceived as campaign activity, even when they are participating as private citizens. Those comments raise serious concerns.
Yeah, he made those comments on Tuesday, and I talked about it a little bit on Wednesday, and Aaron Neiswanger is one of the public forum participants who said, whoa, now, whoa, this is not a good thing. It had been circulating online, it had been, and so she said, hey, let's talk about this a little bit.
These constitutional protections exist to ensure that citizens can voice concerns about government actions without fear of intimidation, censorship, and unequal treatment. Individuals who choose to run for office do not surrender those rights. Candidates remain citizens, taxpayers, voters, and residents entitled to the same constitutional protections as every other member of public.
And sure, that's certainly true. And what I had said at the time was I said I didn't think that, people can campaign during public forum. You're not entitled to public forum. That is a thing that is offered by all your local legislative bodies. The Florida statutes do not require it. They do require you get public comment on voting agenda items. They do not require that you get an open forum, but it is the custom everywhere in the state that people do this, and people have come to expect it as an entitlement, but it is not technically a right either under the First Amendment or under Florida statute. But again, it is something that gets done. And so if you're going to do it, you cannot discriminate against content. And so the perception was that by Colton telling people who were running for office, particularly District 2 candidates against Kerry Smith, that somehow this was an inappropriate comment by him. I didn't think the comment was all that productive. I do understand it because we don't want these forums to turn into just endless campaign speeches, but they do sometimes, and certainly candidates have done some of that in the past, Jerry Cooey most notably recently. But again, Aaron Neiswanger is going to talk about how she thinks this is an inappropriate intrusion or a concerning statement about how some people might be treated differently than others just because they happen to be running for office.
To be clear, neither Mr. Snow nor Mr. Pittman engaged in campaign activity during Tuesday's meeting. They participated in public comment on matters affecting the community. Suggesting that citizens seeking elected office should limit or reconsider their participation because of their candidacy has a chilling effect on public engagement and sends the message that some citizens are less welcome to speak than others. Such statements, Commissioner Wright, discourage participation, undermine public confidence in this board, and create the appearance that constitutional rights are being applied differently depending on who is speaking.
Well, it would give that appearance if there was actually any restriction being offered. And of course, Colton did not say there'd be any restriction. He just said he didn't think it was in good taste. That's very different from him proposing to make a rule banning people who are candidates from speaking or controlling the content of their speech, which has never been proposed.
County commissioners serve all citizens and remain accountable to the public, including those who may seek public office one day themselves. Public comment is not courtesy extended by the government. It is a fundamental component of transparent and accountable government.
I think that's actually false. It is open forum comments with no restriction on content is a courtesy. It is not a legal right of any kind in Florida or constitutionally in the United States Constitution. But it is certainly widely perceived as such. That doesn't make it true, but certainly people think it's their right and will say so.
Therefore, I ask this board to reaffirm that every citizen, regardless of public affiliation, viewpoint, or status as a candidate for office, is entitled to participate in public comment without discouragement, intimidation, or unequal treatment. Public trust depends on transparency, accountability, and respect of our constitutional rights. Each elected official sitting here today has sworn to uphold.
There you go. Several other people spoke up as well. Sherry Chapman, a frequent flyer at these meetings, a member of the Pitchfork Posse.
Commissioner Wright, you complain if the citizens are here. You complain if we're not here. As I watched these meetings for the last several months, I realized we can't win with you no matter what. Right now, you're looking down. You're not really engaged in what I'm saying, but
I'll give you your time back. But I'm just making notes about exactly what you're saying for future reference.
No, oops. I'm actually paying such close attention that I'm taking notes. It is weird. Some of the people who show up in public forum and express frustration that commissioners don't listen to them carefully enough. I mean, I don't know. It's odd. Like, if people aren't paying attention to you, they aren't paying attention to you, you know? I mean, you know, you're not obligated. They're not obligated, in my opinion, they're not obligated to look you in the eye the whole time and be rapt with the quality of your commentary. If they're bored, and listen, this is why I should probably not be an elected official, because I would be, like, rolling my eyes. Oh, my God, again, these people. That's the way I would be. I'm not good at the poker face that I respect some folks definitely have. I do not have it. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
We are still rolling accident-free right now, also delay-free. Not seeing anything, again, to slow you down. Good job so far this morning. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, by the way, I am moderating a forum this morning at the, I forgot to mention this, at the Spring Street Library for the candidates for Districts 1, 2, and 3 for the school board that are on the ballot this year, and then also candidates for the District 2 state representative seat to replace Alex Andrade. That'll be at 10:30 from 10:30 to noon at the Spring Street location for the library. So that should be interesting. I certainly hope so. Back to the public comments about whether public comments are available to people who are running for office, candidates for office. Is there anything wrong with them campaign, essentially electioneering from the podium, which has been done before, but, you know, Colton Wright said he doesn't think it's a great idea. He thinks that it's, you know, sort of in bad taste. I tend to agree. I always think, especially when somebody hasn't shown up ever at these meetings and then they show up to start campaigning, I always think, you should have been here all along, bro. But like Jerry Cooey, for example, ran for District 3, and, you know, he's always at the meetings. And for him to campaign, I mean, he's not running this time around, but for him to campaign was just sort of in the course of things. Anyway, he said,
let me assure you that we're going to have the First Amendment in Santa Rosa County.
We already do.
As long as folks stay within a designated time frame, they're going to say whatever they want to say. And I will tell you, I've been blessed. I have the time and I have the resources. And if anybody up here decides to throttle the First Amendment, it will be met very quickly with a response.
Ooh, a threat. Ooh, a threat. Let's step outside. Look, again, Colton did not actually propose a restriction. He just said he thought it was in bad taste. But we'll get to his comments in a second because he did answer. Renee Johnmeyer was not, I can't remember if she spoke last time around. I don't think she did, but she is also a candidate for District 2 along with R.C. Pittman and with Jeff Snow, former city councilman in Milton. And she also said, look, you can't tell people for, you know, speaking, not speaking, which I thought they were under different circumstances. This is a bit out of order for Sherry and her to criticize Colton for this, but okay, fine.
I find it troubling that we have seen citizens criticized for showing up to participate and then criticize again when they don't. Which is it? We should be encouraging public involvement, not discouraging it. What's even more concerning is that when candidates are criticized for coming to the podium to speak, my citizenship did not end when I became a candidate. I still have every right to participate in my government and speak on issues that affect my community.
Certainly true. That's right.
The reality is this. Commissioners are elected to listen to the people. Citizens take time away from their jobs, their families, their personal lives to be here. We don't get paid to attend these meetings. Commissioners do. Respectfully, it is not the public's job to sit quietly and be lectured. It is the commission's job to hear us, consider our concerns, and represent the people who put you in office. Public participation is not a nuisance. It is the foundation of good government. Thank you.
Well, it can be a nuisance. I mean, the way some people use it, let's be honest. You know, and that's part of the problem is when people are given, you know, and it is, again, not a right under either the U.S. or the state constitution or statute for you to be able to speak on any subject. On voting matters, yes, but it doesn't even have to be at that meeting where they do the voting. You can have a public input session at a different time. It doesn't even have to be at the time the vote takes place. Again, that is a custom that is practiced. But, for example, you think about the state legislature. Public input is in committees, and then weeks later, the bill might be on the floor when the actual votes take place. So just, you know, let's be sure that we're demanding our rights when they're actual rights. But it is absolutely a custom, and that's fine. It's a good custom. But some people do. Oh, my God. Some of these people. And listen, I find it annoying as somebody who watches these meetings because people are not particularly judicious. And you have certain frequent flyers who want to speak on 15 different things. Like, sir, ma'am, pick your spots. Anyway, Colton Wright, who's going to respond to some of this.
Let me just go on the record and say I encourage any and all citizens to participate in their county government. I think my frustration, and I speak for myself and myself only, my frustration is that more citizens aren't involved, and it is consistently the same handful of people.
That's true.
That come and speak before this board.
And by the way, I'm glad that the folks spoke up. I'm glad they're concerned about this. There's no problem with them saying what they said. That's why I played all of Aaron Nieswanger's, or most of Aaron Nieswanger's comments.
My comments made, I prefaced them with it was my opinion and my opinion only. I did not speak for this board. I simply said and believe that it is in poor taste to be running for office and use the podium as a campaign opportunity. I didn't see Commissioner Burkett do that. I don't remember Commissioner Eddington do it. I certainly didn't do it. I don't remember Commissioner Rowell doing it. I don't remember Commissioner Smith doing it.
Yeah, some have. Many have not. I would say it's a matter of personal taste, and he doesn't like it. I don't particularly love it. I always think it's an odd, it's like off tone, you know, when somebody gets up there and, hey, I'm running for mayor, you know, listen to me. You know, it's allowed. It's fine. Some are more and some are less obnoxious about it.
People are welcome to speak, whether they're a candidate or not. I just simply said I thought it was in poor taste. And I stand by that. And just for the record, I'm not running for re-election.
Oh, that's news.
I'm here to do the right thing for the people.
Colton Wright's not running for re-election, so the District 5 spot is going to open up, by the way. So here's what I thought was fascinating about all of this. Colton did not say it, but I kind of wish he would have. And again, I criticized him because I thought it wasn't really all that useful to say this. But, okay, what he could have said was, number one, I didn't propose a policy, and I certainly wouldn't propose a policy to limit their access, which would be a good thing to say. But you know what he also didn't say is, it's true. Citizens have the right to speak. They certainly do not forfeit that right by signing up to become candidates for office. Nor do we as elected officials forfeit that right by getting elected by a majority of the people who apparently are interested in our opinions enough to vote for us. So when I offer my opinion from the podium or the dais, I am just as protected in that as you are protected in it. And if I want to offer the opinion that it's in bad taste for campaigning people to come offer their campaign speeches, why would you act like I've done something wrong if you're such big advocates of the First Amendment and of free speech and of everybody's equal right to say what they say? You non-candidates can say, you candidates can say, also I elected can say, right? It's just, I mean, sometimes I put maybe too fine a point on it, but right, that's also true. Oh, I did think it was cool. This is a weird, like, side note to this whole conversation. Jeff Snow, who is a candidate for District 2, former city council member, came up and did not speak this time about matters of, you know, that they were on voting or any campaigning, but he did mention this, and I thought it was a nice note.
Weber Skateway and Skate World, a skating rink, we have a three-time Olympian, Olympic gold medalist in the 500 meter in 2022. She's visiting Weber Skateway, putting on a speed skating clinic this weekend. So they'll have skaters coming in from all over the country, and it's just a treat to have a gold medalist here in the city of Milton. And she's been here several times on inlines, switched ice, has had a great career there.
Skate World, the speed track outside of the skate center is amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's amazing. And Erin Jackson, she is a 3-time Olympian. She's an Olympic gold medalist in long track. She's going to be there this weekend skating with folks. And, man, it's just cool stuff that's going on in our area. So I thought that was a neat note. Doesn't have anything to do with his campaign for office or Renee's campaign for office or Kerry Smith's campaign to get reelected or R.C. Pittman's campaign. There's like, I told you, there's like 8 people in this thing that are all pre-filed. I think 5 of them have qualified. It's going to be an interesting race for the District 2 seat. 725 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free. Start to see a little bit of delay right now on 9 Mile Road as you approach I-10, both eastbound and westbound directions. But really, that's all I see. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I guarantee you at some point between now and the primary vote, I'm going to call Jeff Snow, John Snow, and say winter is coming by mistake.
Winter is coming.
Just know it's going to happen. Don't, you know, in advance, I ask for your forgiveness. Jeff's a good friend, so don't hold it against me. Anyway, Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for an awful long time with good quality used cars. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, start there. Seriously, start there and look around. And by the way, you know, the temptation is very easy to like put a lot of determination on what car you're going to buy and how it looks on the outside. But you know that the vast majority of time that you're going to spend in your car is not looking at it. It's on the inside, driving in it. And so driving it is really the key and liking the features. John, don't look at your Mustang. Anyway, can't help himself. But yeah, I mean, get in some and drive them. Get in a bunch of cars and drive them and see what you like. You know, the one that looks good on the outside may not be good on the inside. It's similar to dating. Anyway, so go look at a bunch of cars. You know, and it's easy, okay? They're very, like, low-key at your pace. If you want help, great. If you don't want help, they'll leave you alone. Drive a bunch of cars. Drive something outside of your range, you know, both maybe price or type of car, whatever. But just find out that they have good quality cars. They warranty everything to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they only sell good quality automobiles. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting father, the prince of peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian, and they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning. morning, 729 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
You know,
it's the Pensacola
real
morning.
Quickly,
what?
That,
yeah, go on.
That
go on.
Little game.
Oh, Simon?
Yes, yeah. I could do it with my eyes closed because I memorize the sounds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. I had
no,
to
I like that.
There.
That's well done. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband pleaded guilty on federal charges yesterday. Vance Belter was charged with shooting and killing Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. State Senator John Hoffman, his wife, Yvette, and their daughter, Hope, were also killed in a separate shooting. And the Knicks hoping for their first NBA championship since 1973. The team tips off against the Spurs in Game 5 on Saturday.
Well, what will happen? Will it be the end? Will there be a big comeback? Will the Spurs get another? I don't know enough to make a prediction, but if I did have to, I would say the Spurs get one. What? You don't think?
No.
You don't think they're motivated?
They've already checked out.
They're done? They got beat by that big comeback and it's over for them?
Yeah, they checked out.
All right.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump calls off another round of powerful strikes in Iran in his bid for peace, but some in Iran are not playing along.
The Gulf still remains on edge, waiting to see what happens. U.S. forces reporting shoot it down two one-way Iranian attack drones that were allegedly trying to strike commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz.
That's Fox's Max Gordon in Dubai. Iran state media says no agreement is made regarding the nuclear file in the current memorandum, and nuclear talks will take place within a 60-day period after signing. World Cup fever gripping the U.S.
A pretty good team. Yeah, I like how they play together. Hopefully we get super, super far.
I think we're going to be okay in the group stages. We got a little bit of a tough play with Paraguay.
Stars and Stripes on display tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern in Los Angeles. The game against Paraguay, you can watch it on Fox. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. It's 75. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning, and we'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, Milton picks up residential garbage twice a week, collects yard debris, and runs community cleanup events, all for $23.76 a month. City staff says that's a deal, but it might not be sustainable for a lot longer.
The key message here is that the city sanitation program continues to provide exceptional value, but the rates must be adjusted to ensure the long-term sustainability and avoid future large increases.
And that is Finance Director Laura McDill, who presented a proposal to the Milton City Council on Tuesday to raise rates 10% annually for 3 years to keep the Sanitation Enterprise Fund self-sustaining and to build reserves for future truck replacements, which run roughly $500,000 each. Even after the increases, Milton says their rate would still be below what private competitors currently charge. The council wants more budget detail before they give a final direction there. Well, Santa Rosa County Libraries could be serving free meals to children this summer. County commissioners approved a letter of support for the library system to participate in the Feeding the Gulf Coast Summer Meals Program. The USDA-funded program provides free meals to kids 18 and under during the summer months. The library system still needs to complete the application process before that program can begin at its locations. Milton City leaders waiting for the results of an outside audit after the city's chief financial officer was placed on administrative leave over bookkeeping concerns. During this week's city council meeting, Councilman Mike Cusack asked city manager Ed Spears when officials first learned about the issues.
Councilman, I first became aware of some concerns and needed additional information from our auditors on or about April 29th.
And city manager Ed Spears there, he says auditors from Warren Averett flagged missing information during their annual audit process. He says staff was assigned to help respond to those concerns and also clarified that there was no evidence of any illegal activity, theft, or missing money. The full audit findings are expected in July. Now, the Pensacola Beach Air Show is back next month with a lineup this year with a little bit of extra meaning. The show runs July 15th through the 18th and marks both the 80th anniversary of the Navy Blue Angels and America's 250th birthday celebration. The Blues, of course, close out the performances for Friday and Saturday. But the lineup also this year, including a B-1B Lancer Bomber, F-35A Lightning, two jets from the historic Red Tails of the 187th Fighter Wing, a World War II F-4U Corsair, wing walking, and, of course, the Red Bull Aerobatics Show. Florida Senator Rick Scott is pushing some legislation that would double civil financial penalties for people who enter the country illegally or refuse to leave after a removal order. The Illegal Immigration Cost Recovery Act would also increase fines for employers who knowingly hire undocumented workers. Scott says the penalties, which have existed for nearly 40 years but were rarely enforced until the Trump administration, would help to shift the cost of immigration enforcement away from taxpayers and onto those who violate the law. 7:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
All right, brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you. Good job on that one. And let's see here. 9 Mile Road approaching I-10, both eastbound and westbound. You're seeing just some minor delays, and that's all I'm seeing right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Another typical summertime day is on tap to round out the work week. Temperatures this morning starting out in the 70s under mostly clear skies. This afternoon will feature highs in the upper 80s and low 90s. Mostly sunny skies, just a chance for an afternoon sea breeze shower. Going into tonight, very warm with lows in the upper 70s, maybe even some low 80s. But then the weekend continues to feature mostly dry weather with sunny and warm conditions. Meteorologist Marion Caldwell, your WAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
Right now, partly cloudy, 75 degrees in Pensacola, 73 Milton, 77 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 8, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. All eyes still on oil after President Trump said a U.S.-Iran peace deal could be close. Oil prices are down by at least 2% as a result. West Texas Intermediate at roughly $85 per barrel. Brent at nearly $88. Officials told CNBC in recent weeks just around 300,000 student loan borrowers have left the Saving in a Valuable Education repayment plan. Meanwhile, close to 7 million borrowers remain enrolled in the defunct Biden administration-era plan, also known as SAVE. Ford is recalling more than 255,000 vehicles in the U.S. over an issue with the canister purge valve, which may malfunction, causing the engine to stall unexpectedly while driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the recall affects certain 2012 to 2018 Focus vehicles, which were previously repaired incorrectly. Futures are moving in a positive direction this morning, with all eyes on the Middle East. Dow futures up by more than 300 points. NASDAQ futures up by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
Jimmy Petronas is on the line with us. Congressman, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
I'm live from Washington, D.C. today.
We've obviously today been talking about the property tax proposal that has come out of the House and the Senate now.
I have been through a property tax special session before. At the same time that you want to lower everybody's property tax bill, you also have those essential services.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance.
Just cause we can. Cause why not? Cause you know all the words, and if you don't, well, you're still welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
You're still welcome.
Everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome. The 48-year-old mom driving the minivan.
Who's over there rocking.
She's rocking it. That's my wife. I mean, she's only 45, but you know, or 50, sorry. But, you know, or if you're, you know, younger and you don't know all the words, well, learn them. You know, participate in elder culture. 740 here on News Radio 92.3. All right. I asked John whether we should have fun or serious. He said fun because it's Friday. All right. Yes. So here's a fun one for you. have you heard about man cereal?
Man cereal?
Yeah. There's a product out there. It comes in a big white box. It's very bland and boring, and it just calls itself Man cereal. Serious nutrition, unserious name. Low sugar cereal comes in four flavors: cinnamon, fruity, salted fudge, and maple bacon. 160 calories. That's not much. 15 grams of protein, yeah. And 2.5 grams of creatine per serving.
Yeah.
So it's.
I'm feeling the burn.
That's right. It's bulk up cereal. It's for you know, men who are really into, you know, being men. It's the first widely available ready-to-eat breakfast cereal formulated with creatine monohydrate, according to its minimalist sans-serif website. No flourishes here. No art. No calligraphy. And its protein content places it firmly in the protein-maxing trend. Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's also very affordable. A box which contains six servings will only run you $20.
Oh, that's it?
For a box of cereal. You can get a cheaper discount or a cheaper price at 3 and 6 packs per box. Critics on social media, though, say that man cereal is mostly a heaping helping of hooey.
Wait, say that again.
A heaping helping of hooey. People trying to hyper-masculinize something as neutral as food and cereal is stupid. Somebody else says, where can I buy a box of fragile masculinity for $20? This is so bleeping toxic and stupid. Embarrassing for the company, and any idiot who feels they need cereal for men needs to grow the bleep up. The people are always so shy online.
I know.
Oh, man. I don't know. It cracks me up.
Don't let us know what you're feeling, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Is it tongue-in-cheek? Is it for real? I mean, you know, whatever. it is just as a side note. I'll be a little bit serious on a not-so-serious topic. You know how people use the phrase either fragile masculinity or toxic masculinity? You know what they don't use a lot of the phrase?
Tell me.
Healthy masculinity. You know, the implication is typically that masculinity is a bad thing, a dangerous thing, a sad thing, a pathetic thing, a dangerous thing. But you don't hear a lot of what healthy masculinity looks like, you know, because if we're being honest, I think what a lot of these liberal critics' view is that healthy masculinity looks an awful lot like being a woman. Did I say it wrong? Did I say it out loud? Am I wrong? John, why are you giving me those beaker eyes?
You said it.
Did I say it out loud? I don't know.
Come on, stink eye, John.
All right. Before you knew that was coming. All right. 437-1620. Second topic, just for fun. Why not? Let's get everybody angry today. I feel like it.
I said have fun.
You said have fun. Well, for me, fun is riling people up. Wait, did I say that out loud too?
Yeah,
okay.
You did.
People raised in the 70s and 80s literally don't care about 11 things that younger people consider essential. It's a good generational conflict subject. You ready?
Yes.
So these are things that when you hear them as a Gen Xer, G John.
Correct.
You roll your eyes, or you think, oh, good God, these puffs, these snowflakes, these terrible. But younger people are like, it's what we need.
It's real.
It's you just don't care enough. You ready? Number one on the list. Access to mental health days.
Cream puff.
I just don't think I could handle a day of school right now. It's so hard.
I can't come in, Andrew.
You know, I can't be at work today. Why? I need a mental health day. It's hard to imagine somebody of the generation that 16-year-olds were trying to sneak in to the army to fight in World War II saying to a boss, just can't do it today. I need a mental health day.
My God.
It's a little hard for us who are a little bit younger than those folks, but a little bit older than, say, the millennials, to imagine saying to a parent, I just can't go to school today. Why? You got a fever? No. You got a cough? No. What? You thrown up? No. What's the problem? Mental health day.
I wish I could have said that. Oh, that would have been awesome.
My mom was not big on corporal discipline. And she was a raging liberal, okay? I love my mom. But I think my mom would have given me that stink-eye mom look.
I think it would have been more than
you
that,
you are
Andrew.
Out of your ever-loving mind, a mental health day. By the way, this has become a thing. I have noticed this. I wasn't going to talk about it in this context, but there's another context in which this comes up, which is, where was this story? The headline, I work in mental health. Here are 5 anxiety symptoms that men always overlook. We'll get to that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the 5s.
I'm overlooking mine. All right, let's see here. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit, in that construction zone, we're just seeing some minor delays there. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
If you need any work done on the complicated systems inside your home, heating, plumbing, air conditioning, electrical, mental health detector, I don't know. I mean, I suppose anything could be installed. A generator, you know, Peden, they'll take care of you. Robert Peden started the company in 1969, and it was in Panama City, and the idea was, hey, people are hot in the summer, let's make them not be hot, and let's make some money off it. So he started installing, you know, air conditioning and heating, obviously, and eventually expanded to plumbing and electrical, and because it makes sense, and all geographically expanded east of Tallahassee, west of Pensacola, west even farther recently into Baldwin County and into Mobile. So 2 time zones, 2 states all along the Gulf Coast. Good products, good people, quality installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, this spring, you can get 2 years of Peden Smart Care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service, so you go to the head of the line. 15% off repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com. All right, so headline again, headline number 2, is since we're kind of in this vicinity, I work in mental health. Here are 5 anxiety symptoms men always overlook. And it's basically an article about how men don't pay enough attention to their anxiety and how important it is to their health. To which I say, yeah, because they're men.
Be like, duh.
I'm gonna sound super judgy, because I am. And I'm going to sound super old, because I guess I am. When I hear people talk about having anxiety, I can't take it seriously. I feel like we've symptomized a normal emotional experience that everybody has, and we've turned it into an excuse. You know, I feel anxiety about talking to women. Every man ever. Why? Because you want to win. You want the reward. And there's high stakes, and it's terrifying. And so what? I feel anxiety about confronting somebody. Yeah, because it's hard to confront people. It's not anxiety. That's being human. But, you know, the, like, anxiety over dating, the anxiety over apps, the anxiety. I mean, like, no, it's just being a person. Stop turning it into a disorder. Stop thinking of it as some debilitating thing that you can explain to me. Now, I understand that some people may have genuine paralyzing phobias that are irrational. I get that. But this, you know, I feel anxiety about doing that. I can't take you seriously. John, you want to add anything to this?
No, I'm listening.
You're the same. I just, you know, it just to me is like, you know, well, grow a backbone, grow a spine. Well, we used to say things like, grow a pair.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, don't be such a, and we would say a word that rhymes with wussy. Because that's what we said back in the day when you could say things. So I have a hard time taking that one seriously. Feel free to disagree with me, by the way. 437-1612. Oh, somebody texted me the exact same thing. Healthy masculinity equals not being a rhymes with wussy. Or somebody says, suck it up, buttercup. We all have anxiety. You just need to do it. You know, if you have an awful lot of anxiety, I mean, you know, don't go into sales. Or do go and learn how to manage it. Or don't play professional sports. Or don't be a performer on stage. Or do, but just learn how to deal with it. You know, I don't particularly have anxiety about speaking in front of people, but, you know, if I go up on stage and talk about something you don't know anything about, yeah, that sucks. But, okay, so you do it. What's the big deal? I don't know. So anyway, back to the things that younger people care deeply about that older people think are silly, or at least do not consider, you know, all that important. This list is extensive, by the way.
That's not good.
Not being taken seriously at work. Gen Z feel consistently judged by older generations. Yeah, that's what it means to be older.
Right.
That's what it means to be younger. They look at you and say, you're young. You don't know anything. Prove me wrong. What makes you think you're entitled to respect? You haven't been alive long enough. Everybody who's young goes through that. It's normal. It's not a problem. It's just the way it works. The older folks don't understand your silliness, and either they will or they won't, or you'll prove them wrong, but okay. Not being taken seriously at work. Anxiety over, or again, people raised in the 70s and 80s literally don't care about 11 things younger generations worry about. Curating a presence on social media. These are words we don't even use.
Curating?
Oh my God, curating. I mean, I'm pretty active on Facebook. No activity on, I mean, I have barely enough activity to call it Instagram page, which I think is funny because people are always following me on Instagram. I'm like, I never post anything here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
this is the biggest waste of our time. But I mean, curating an image. I just put things up that I think are interesting. I'm not trying to curate some perception.
Yes, you are, and you know it.
Climate change. Exactly. We don't believe you. We were alive when, you know, the world was cooling. Now we're alive when the world is supposedly heating. We were alive when the world was overpopulated, and now we're alive when the world is underpopulated. I mean, you know, like, we've been around long enough not to be freaked out by these things. Finding the right label for things. According to human relations professor Sterling L. Mosley, human relations professor, I'll allow it, Gen Xers even have a degree of skepticism around labels, worrying that they over-pathologize ordinary parts of daily life, like, you know, pronouns or terms or using the right words or being in a toxic relationship. Or yes, this is all these extraordinary ways to describe ordinary things. People are mean. You don't have to call them toxic. Just, you know, people are jerks. It's okay to, I mean, it's not okay, but it just is. Finding meaning at work. You know, sometimes you just work at a job you don't like to make money so you can have, you know, food and sneakers. You can go to the movies. You don't always have to be utterly fulfilled about everything that you do in your life. Fast fashion. Yeah, we've kind of outgrown all that. We lived through the mullets and, you know, jean shorts. Jorts. Anyway, getting support from your parents. That's another one we don't worry about. A fear of missing out. FOMO is, I mean, everybody sort of has it, which a desire to get in, but we don't. I mean, we've done a lot of things. It's okay. And oversharing. You know, Gen Z's oversharing habits are becoming inevitable. Let me tell you how I feel about it. I know I'm mocking, but this is so funny.
Here's what I had
for this
lunch.
Is great. You're sounding very ignorant this morning with an exclamation mark. Aw, thanks. Please. So soldiers shouldn't talk about PTSD and get help for it. Did I say that, John?
No, sir.
No, I said legitimate, crippling anxiety, disorders, traumas and flashback. We spent all day yesterday talking with Mike Wood about how officers who don't want to tell the truth about, you know, their thing. And by the way, I'm a pretty feely-oriented person. if you notice when I talk about things. But he says, this is the type of thinking that we've been trying to get rid of for decades so people actually find help for their issues instead of swallowing a bullet as their solution. I agree. And in the process, we have over-legitimized ridiculous small things and we've turned everybody into a nation of snowflakes and wussies. So we've gone too far. The pendulum has swung way too far in the other direction. A little bit more forceful version. Somebody says, liberals are castrating men using words and trying to crush our natural instincts. Right. Somebody says, tell them the truth, preacher. Thank you. I'll do my best. 437-16. Somebody else just says, has a woman here with her hand up. Preach! Stop. It's fine to be kind. Sometimes the best form of kindness is to look silliness in the face and tell them it's silly. Right? Don't indulge. Don't become codependent with their issues. Can I speak the language of overpathologizing? Don't become the enabler of their nonsense. You know, children will often push you with excuses that you know are stupid. You need to tell them they're stupid and that they don't count for enough. Well, I'm feeling kind of tired right now. I don't care. Do your chores. That's what it means to do chores. I'm feeling a little bit a bit of anxiety about this test. Yeah, because it's a test. That's in the nature of the thing. All right, I've said my piece. I've preached enough. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. But if you're on I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit, expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay. It's slow right now going through that construction zone. And that's all I'm saying. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, kind of a new advertiser on the show. Small Cakes is a cupcake and creamery. Next to Starbucks and the Chick-fil-A on Bayou and 9th. And, oh, man. Slow-churned, creamy, flavorful ice creams, handmade ice creams, birthday cake flavor, cookies and cream. Happy times, John. Salted caramel, vanilla bean, blue monster cookie, chocoholic. And then the cupcakes, again, with your handmade red velvet. I know it's not your favorite, John, but lemon drop. Wedding cake, pink vanilla, hot fudge, sundae, birthday cake. They do catering. They do weddings. They do anybody who just needs a break today. You know, if you're having a mental, you know, health day, you can go get a, hey, a cupcake is a good reward for having a tough day. Why not? Eat your feelings. Small cakes. I do. We do. Everybody does. It's okay. In small doses. And, you know, a cupcake is a small dose. Small cakes, cupcakery.com, freshly baked, gourmet. And their slogan, I love this, maybe a cupcake will help.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looked so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Recycling in Pensacola is back, and signing up is easier than ever. Just one call adds recycling to your regular sanitation service. No paperwork, no hassle, just a simple way to keep more out of the landfill and do your part for our city. Recycling in Pensacola is back. One quick call is all it takes. Dial 311 to start recycling.
City of Pensacola Sanitation Services. Recycling made easy.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Visit Pensacola's home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
Thing too that I love about where we live and our beaches is that they're family beaches.
Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
I did lose my job today.
Why? You're young and you got your health. What do you want with the job?
Oh, by the way, I think I need to go get a shirt that just says, I'm so cringe. I'll take it. I'll embrace that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline for us. David?
Well, golf legend Phil Mickelson reportedly no longer a member at the Farms Golf Club after allegations of inappropriate behavior involving a staff member. An attorney representing Mickelson is denying those allegations.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.